How could that happen? So there's you know, the black dog, or this spectrum that we all live on. You know, I just used to think, oh, you're either unfortunately got caught up in, you know, feeling no good about yourself, and you're either like that or you felt positive about yourself, and so it was either one or the other, when in actual fact we sort of all live on this spectrum that has good or bad in our lives and events that... And so the event in my life was my brother being killed in a car accident when I was going through school in Ballarat. And it could have actually sent me... And for a period of time, I was all over the place, really. And just lucky, really, I had family and friends and some people that looked after me and steered me in the right direction, because I could have quite easily... And many will say to you, if you knew Clarkson between, you know, 16 years of age and 19 years of age, it's just like, well, geez, he's a little bit out there. And I was lucky to find my path, which was AFL footy, and the professionalism of that allowed me to sort of get back on track. But I was just lucky I navigated my way through those years from 16 to 19 okay. But geez, I did some things I'm none too proud of in that period of time. Yeah, this spectrum would have us all go through these experiences, but unfortunately, some who... I talk about above the line and below the line. Above the line meaning you're in a space where you're positive and thinking of good things about your life and what's going on in it, and then below the line is just like, geez, your brother's just been killed in a car accident, or you've just lost your job, or you've just been kicked off the footy team, or whatever it might be. And then getting down about something, or, geez, there's a drought, you know, these farmers, or, God, you know, Buchan and Corryong and all those communities, King Lake, you know, Traralgon South, you know, all these communities that just have their lifeblood ripped out of their communities because, you know, fire rips through their towns and their communities. And it's just like, how can that event not define you? How can you get back above the line? And that's where I know community football clubs can assist so much, because particularly in the bush, where the livelihood of a lot of these families is out in remote regions where they're not conversing with one another and talking through what their feelings. At the end of the day, all this is communication. Fortunately, footy clubs is about people and about communication. And what a footy club does in the country each week on game day, and then perhaps twice a week on a Tuesday and a Thursday night at training, is allows people to come together, and it's just like, and either with observation through eyes or listening or whatever, just observe how people are going and what support they might need. And when they need support, what can you say or do at that point in time to help this person get above the line, either by the actions that you've got with what you've said, or by just having a basic conversation that helps get that person above the line himself. And it's just recognizing there's this spectrum, we all live on it. And we all have our good days and our bad days, or our good moments and our bad moments. And can we recognize triggers ourselves that helps us get above that line? And where possible, can we educate football communities, in particular football coaches, that in that environment, in that community, what can you guys be doing to create the environment that allows more of your people to recognise when they're below the line, and how can they get above it? And I think as an ambassador, if it's tackle your feelings, if we can get that out there, me and you and several others who are going to be ambassadors, and Leon Cameron and many more who's going to be out there trying to spread that message, I know that you know, the football clubs right around the country, and it doesn't just need to be for me. My passion is around country, because that's where I came from, and I know the importance of a footy club in the community. I know the implications it's got, and the catastrophic implications it's got if it's of events that take place if it doesn't work out so well. But this is metropolitan footy clubs. It's not just Victoria, it's South Australia, Western Australia, it's, you know, Tiwi Islands, it's up the north of Queensland, it's everywhere really. If we can get the message across, then hopefully we'll make a difference.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. If you like this episode and you're looking for something else to listen to next, I've added a link in the show notes to another episode that I think you will love. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends, and if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com, and we'll chat to you soon. IlyXX, thank you so much.